Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this getaway Friday, May the 19th, 2023. 16 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Nate Redman, making a guest appearance here on the station after all the years of hosting Offbeat News and Trivia here, which aired every week from 4 to 5 on Wednesday evenings. How long was that on, Nate? 3 years?
Yes, it was. It was 3 years. Yep, it was on from April of 2019 till August of 2022.
Good game show. Trivia and kind of what we're doing now.
Yeah, it was fun. Fun talking to the listeners. Made a lot of friends.
And we're able to do that here again this morning. And again, we've got the Del Taco $10 gift card, the Del Taco beanie, and the large Neighbor's Pizza one topping. We're going to be giving those away as the morning progresses right up through 1 o'clock this afternoon. Now, Nate, what is the current category?
Name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. Again, we have number 2 on the list, which is talk or text on the phone. Number 6, we have eat. So we still have 1, 3, 4, 5, and 7 to get.
So, things people do when stopped at a red light. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say make a phone call, but that's the same as talking.
Yeah, number 2 on the list. You got it.
Yep, 740-383-9944. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. Things people do when stopped at a red light. That is the category. Now, that's an interesting category.
It is. There's you see people doing all kinds of things.
Oh, like a plethora. A plethora.
Oh, sure, sure.
We had the guess of pick your nose earlier on.
We did.
Not on the list, though.
No.
You think people just don't admit to it?
That probably is.
That could be what it is, I would think. Go ahead, caller.
Put on makeup?
Put on makeup. That is number 7 on the list. You got it.
All right. Put on makeup. Number 7 on the list. Now, to me, that would seem a little in-depth and involved.
You know, take longer than just, you know.
How long's a typical stoplight? A minute, maybe?
Maybe.
Go ahead, caller.
Sing,
number 3 on the list. You got it.
Singing with the old radio while you're at the old stoplight there.
There you go. That's right.
People love to sing.
Oh, absolutely. It's fun. You know, what are you singing usually, Scott? Are you singing in the kids?
Oh, yeah. I still have a CD player in my car, so I like to do mix CDs.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I still do put talk shows on CDs, too, and listen to those.
Yeah, I remember you saying one time on one of your Friday night shows, remember the song, I forget the artist, Girls Chase Boys?
Oh, Girls Chase Boys, yes.
It's a good song.
That was a big song.
It was.
Go ahead, caller.
Road Rage.
What was it again?
Road Rage?
Road Rage.
Not on the list, but that's something people do at a stoplight, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Get the old crowbar out.
Now, do you have Road Rage?
No, the wife does bad.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not. She'll talk to him going down the road like, they can't hear you.
Even though she's shy. She still gets road rage.
Got the old road rage.
My gosh.
Get out of this lane. Get out in front of me. Why are you going so slow? Why'd you cut me off? She doesn't do any signals, though, if you know what I mean.
The old telephone number one.
Exactly. She just throws up her hands. I'm like, she does this in Columbus. I'm like, you're going to get a shot one of these.
That's right. You don't want to yell out to those people.
No.
They could get a little angry with you.
In Columbus, you be polite, because you never know on the old 270 what's going to go down.
As you go round and round, you never know what's going to go down.
No, no.
Absolutely.
Name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. We've got number 2, talk and text. Number 3, sing. Number 6, eat. Number 7, apply makeup. We're looking for number 1, number 4, and number 5.
So we still don't have the number 1 answer.
No, we don't.
That's very interesting.
Nope, but could have the tie in with something with singing a little bit.
Really?
Could tie in with that.
Go ahead, caller.
Adjust the radio.
Adjust the radio. You got it. Number one on the list.
Adjust the radio. Number one on the list. You know, that's one interesting thing about radio in general, is that how long do you think anybody stays on one station, even if they like what they're listening to?
I can go for me, personally. I'll stay on the station probably for 10 minutes, and then I'll try something else.
Even if you like it?
If it's a talk show, I'll go the whole trip. I really will.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's something I couldn't care less about, and then if it's a talk show, I'll change really quick. Like within 30 seconds, if I hear it's something boring, a talk show, I'll change. If it's a song I don't like, I'll stick with it for a little bit. You know, just to see.
Go ahead, caller.
Adjust the heat or air?
Not on the list, but that's a good guess.
Well, especially in the winter or summer, you've got to make those adjustments.
Oh, you do. You do.
Now, are you one of those people who park outside and you start to drive without warming the car up and you've got the frost all over the window?
Yeah. Do you just scrape a little tiny viewing
area? Yeah. Just enough to... Because it's cold outside.
Yeah.
You don't want to stand out there scraping that whole thing.
Why scrape the whole thing when you can see just a little bit? I think a cop would pull you over for that, don't you think?
But I never hear of them doing it.
We listen to the scanner at night and sometimes in the morning, and I've never heard them pull anybody over for that, to tell you the truth.
No, because I think the defrosters in most cars work so well now that once you get the windshield wipers moving, it kind of dissipates the whole thing.
It does. Now, we've had a couple of cars where the heat went out, and we've tried to drive it like that, and of course, it's not moving.
No.
So then you're kind of screwed.
Yeah. Oh, car trouble is the worst thing in the world.
Oh.
Car trouble will give you a headache. It will mess with your nerves. It's horrible.
That's what can happen at a stoplight. Your car will break down, but that's not on the list.
Oh, man. The category, again, is things people do when stopped at a red light.
We have number one, adjust radio. Number two, talk text. Number three, sing. Number six, eat. Number seven, apply makeup. We need number four and number five.
Number four and number five. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things people do when stopped at a red light. And remember, we've got the $10 to Del Taco, the Del Taco Beanie, and the Large Neighbor's Pizza One Topping, which we will be giving away over the course of the next 97 minutes here with Nate Redman on WGH Talk. Again, that number 740-383-9944. Things people do at a red light.
My goodness, yep. And then what do they call it? The fire drills where you stop the car, get out and run around.
Wasn't that a Chinese fire drill?
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Chinese fire drill.
Now, today you couldn't say that.
No. That's why I just said fire drill.
Right. You knew what it was.
I let you say it because I wasn't sure if we were allowed to say it.
Well, I think we can say that that's what it was called. I don't think we should call it that today.
Back in the day, that's what they called it.
Are you surprised by the politically correctness?
Well, yeah, because my mom got in trouble the other day because she said, I'm not going to say it, but if you go into a store or you go someplace and you try to talk somebody down in price, to blank somebody down.
Blank them down.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know.
You can't say it anymore.
No, because it does, and that does have a connotation dating back to that religion.
Yeah, and you know, my grandfather would just say that stuff. And then you would also, when you would rig something up.
And
he would just say that. He was not racist at all, period. But he would just use that word because back in his day, you just said that stuff.
Well, these were part of our vernacular in those days, and I don't think we meant them as bad as they come off. You know, people don't... the big one that I was always shocked about, now I can use the word because the word is actually correct, but it's not what people say. The word is, when you go back on a deal, reneg. That's not what people say.
No.
They say something else.
Correct.
Which was created as a connotation much like that other word.
Right.
And when you say that, it does come off bad.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
And isn't that something, how things change?
Yeah, well, and I think we kept that stuff in there for a long time, but now I think we've... Do you think it's better or worse that we're paying attention to these things?
Well, you know, I think it could go either way, but, you know, I think it's okay in most ways to be a little bit more sensitive, you know?
Well, we don't want to offend people, and I don't think we ever did want to offend people.
Right, yeah. And I like people, I forget who is originally, said this quote, but people generally don't remember what you say, but they remember how you make them feel, and I think that goes back to the words you use, you know, will make them feel good or feel bad. And I think that you always want to leave a good impression with somebody, so you want to make them feel good. So I try not to offend anybody because I just don't want to do it. You know, I try to keep everybody. And that's why I don't like to talk politics with people regularly, especially if I know they have an opposite view of mine, because there's just no point to it. I mean, we're going to argue, and then everybody's going to have their own opinion anyways, because nobody's probably going to change the other's opinion. So to me, there's just no point to it. I mean, now there's a point to it to do it on the radio because it makes for good conversation. So that's one thing.
And I think it informs people.
But I just try not to do it like one-on-one with friends, because I think it could destroy a friendship.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I like to talk politics, but it's because I don't give my own opinion.
Correct. Nobody knows if you're a Republican or a Democrat.
So I'm just more curious what your opinion is.
Right. So you try to draw it out of
people. Yeah. And even at a party, that's how I am. I'm not going to sit there and argue a point with somebody. I want to know how they came to the point that they came to.
So you'll just ask them kind of direct questions.
Yeah. So for me, talking politics at a party is not a problem.
Yeah.
It's when you have those differing viewpoints that it becomes a little intense and uncomfortable.
Yeah, and then especially if the other person has an agenda trying to, you know, force you. Oh, I can't stand it when somebody forces their opinion, especially if it's religion. If they're trying to force their opinion down your throat, now that I cannot stand.
Very uncomfortable.
Oh, it makes everybody uncomfortable. Makes everybody around you feel uncomfortable.
Well, like, their way's the only right way.
Oh, my goodness. And unfortunately, especially in religion, of course, I was raised in the church, and unfortunately, I met a lot of people like that. It was their way or the highway. Their religion was literally the only ones, you know, going to heaven. And I was like, I'm thinking, okay, that's not really how it goes, I don't think, you know.
No, and there are a lot of things people want you to do. Like, you know, get baptized, believe in this certain thing, go through catechism. I mean, who really knows?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how anybody knows for sure.
Well, I mean, I was going to say none of us have been there and come back, but there have been some people that said they have gone there and come back and seen certain things, but I mean, I personally haven't been there and come back.
No.
So I can't say for sure.
No, I can't have firsthand knowledge of that. And it's just, it's as egocentric when somebody says there is nothing, an atheist, because, again, how do they know?
Correct. That's where it goes back to each person has to decide for themselves what makes each person feel comfortable and just go with it from there.
Exactly.
You know, and then just figure out what you're going to believe in, then make sure, you know, whatever. If you want to change your beliefs in life, just do what makes you comfortable. I mean, hey, you know, if you're a follower of Jesus, great. If you're not, you know, whatever, you know, it's your life, and if you want to follow, you know, whatever consequences follow, hey, whatever, you know, I'm not ever going to force my opinion down anybody's throat, period. I'll give my opinion, and say how I think or whatever, sometimes, if they ask my opinion, you know, but I'm not generally going to give it.
Well, that's opening up a flank when they ask your opinion, so if they ask it, they ask it.
Yeah, they ask my opinion, I'll give it. But then I'm not going to say my way is the only way.
Exactly.
Because
who knows?
Who knows? You know? I'm Wesleyan, and my George Wesleyans are the only, you know.
No. Now, our category here, I think we've stumped them today.
I think so. Well, name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. We have two answers we need to get yet, Scott.
Now, what answers do we have?
We have, number one, adjust radio. Number two, talk text. Number three, sing. Number six, eat. Number seven, apply makeup. We need number four and number five.
So the question on the table today is, name something people do when stopped at a red light. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got the $10 to Del Taco, the Del Taco beanie that we're going to be giving away. We've got the Neighbor's Pizza, one topping, all going to be given away in the next 2 hours here this morning on WGH Talk. But the category is, name something people do when stopped at a red light. 740-383-9944. This is a tough category when you think about it.
Sure is. And one of these answers is just so easy and simple. I'm surprised we haven't got it yet, but it's just something we all do probably when we stop at a red light. It's very, very simple. And the other one we kind of do all the time while we're going down the road too, not only stopped at a light. So these two are actually really easy. I'm surprised at the last two, so not bad, not too hard.
Number one was adjust the radio.
Yep.
Now we had put on makeup.
Yep, that was number seven.
And we had sing.
Sing number three.
Yeah. And what was the other one we had?
We had talk text, number two, and number six we had eat.
Now, texting's illegal now when you're stopped at a red light, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And isn't talking on your... What's that new talking on your phone law? Are you allowed to hold that up to your ear or not? Nothing, period.
See, I don't know. Is hands-free any better? Doesn't it still distract you a little bit?
Well, and I mean, people are so distracted while eating a sandwich, too, aren't they?
Well, I would think so, but maybe to somewhat less degree, because when you're having a conversation, you're trying to process what they're saying and what you're going to say back. Eating a sandwich, I don't know if it takes all that much thought.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know how much thought's tied up. Now, your hand might be tied up.
Your hand's tied up, but you're not really talking to your sandwich, if so, you might, you know.
Well, have you ever seen those tests where they test people's reaction time when they're on the cell phone or when they're texting?
Oh, yes.
Their reaction time is horrible.
It's much slower.
I think it's worse than an alcoholic.
Yeah, so I think the new law is you're not allowed to be on your phone unless it's like, you know, totally hands-free. Isn't that the new law, DeWine?
I believe so. Now, but how can you enforce that?
Oh, it's tough. That would be tough to enforce. I mean, the police would have to see you. I mean, they'd have to see you holding your phone. I mean,
what if the person just said, I didn't do it?
Well, would they have to prove it?
Well, I don't know, because I think all things can go to court. You can always show up.
Yeah, you can show up in court and say, hey, I wasn't doing it. He didn't see me. I suppose they could get the phone. Could they get the phone records?
They might be able to, but I don't know. Do you think a cop on that kind of a charge would go to that kind of length?
It sure doesn't seem like it. I mean, I don't know how much the fine is for that. I can't remember. Is it a couple hundred that they said?
Doesn't this to you just seem more like maybe we're trying to deter people from doing it? Like the seatbelt violation.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, there's there's people out there that still just, I mean, absolutely refuse to wear their seatbelt, period.
Period.
I mean, they're just not going to do it. I mean, I know people that aren't going to wear their seatbelt even if they get fined. They're just not going to do it, and they'll get fined again. They're just not. I mean, there's a fellow over in Morrow County that I know of. He's neighbors with my grandmother. He actually was in a car accident, no seatbelt. He was thrown free of the vehicle, and he survived because he was thrown free. So that's why he doesn't wear a seatbelt. Period. Now, that was very unusual that was the case, you know, that he was survived by getting thrown free, because if you're thrown free, I mean, you're usually a goner.
Exactly.
Oh, that you know, doesn't happen.
So the category again today that we're discussing here, in the midst of a very good, interesting conversation, things people do when stopped at a red light. Now, we're going to do the drawing for this Del Taco gift card, $10, and Del Taco beanie, probably at the end of this hour. Next hour, we'll do the neighbor's pizza, one large, one topping. So you have got shots here to get in on this. This Del Taco $10 gift card, Del Taco beanie, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All you got to do is tell us what you do when you are stopped at a red light. What you do when you're stopped at a red light.
We already have Adjust Radio, talk, text on the phone, eat, apply makeup. We're looking for answers 4 and 5 on this survey, and they are actually very, very easy, so if you'd like to take a shot at it, don't be afraid. Give us a call.
Exactly, and I do want to remind people, one person in general, Ryan, we still have your Del Taco $10 gift card and Del Taco beanie from a couple weeks ago that you did not pick up. So, Ryan, if you are out there, we'll be here till 1 o'clock today if you want to swing by and get your Del Taco gift card and your Del Taco beanie. Now, today, we pretty much have the same gift, another Del Taco $10 gift card and Del Taco beanie that we are going to give away moments from now at the end of this hour.
You don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it, and we want to get some more entrants into this competition. We've got a few here, which are very good, but this category, let's make sure the phones are still there. Uh-oh. Well, let's see here. Are the phones not there? Well, maybe this is a problem. Maybe that's why we haven't been getting any phone calls.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Okay, now I think we have a dial tone.
Okay.
Check this out.
Maybe that was it.
There we go.
Okay.
Now give us a call if you're out there. If you were getting a busy signal or something like that, it could have been something inside the phone machine there. So now the phone lines are open. If you were trying and you were getting some kind of problem there, who knows what that was? Gremlins in the phone line.
That's right. Those gremlins sneaking up.
Oh, they come up from all over the place.
Oh, radio gremlins.
Oh, my. 740-383-9944. The question again is, what do you do when stopped at a red light? What do you do when stopped at a red light? 740-383-9944. $10 to Del Taco and a Del Taco beanie are the prizes that we're going to give away at the bottom of this hour. What beautiful weather we're having out there today. A little chilly.
Oh, yeah.
Chilly for mid-May, but not awful.
Not awful. I think, a high of 75 today?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Oh, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what's tomorrow supposed to be like?
Well, I'll tell you. Let me see here. I'll give you an updated report here and let you know. I think tomorrow there might be a chance of rain. Well, 24% chance of rain, a high of 66 tomorrow. So a little cool tomorrow.
Wow, that is a little cool.
Yeah.
66.
Yeah, 66 tomorrow. Sunday, looks like they're calling for full sun with a high of 76.
Sunday's not bad.
Sunday looking for a good day. So.
But tomorrow a little possibly rainy
possibly
and cold.
Possibly rainy. 24% chance of rain and a high of 66. So you might want to get your sweatshirts out.
You know, that's interesting that we're still at this temperature at this point in the month. Hopefully Memorial Day will be better. But there have been some Memorial Days that have ran a little chilly.
Oh, man. I remember wearing a pretty heavy coat on a Memorial Day or two.
Now, July 4th, you're usually in the clear. Although last year, it was a rainy, rainy week.
Yeah, it was. It was. I think Delaware at least still got off their fireworks, if I remember right, at 10 o'clock. I think it moved out just enough time to be able to shoot off their fireworks last year. Delaware's got a good show, and Marion's got a good show, too. I've seen Marion's show.
Marion does a great show, and a lot of times you don't even have to go into the Coliseum to watch it. You can park in a parking lot in a nearby area and see it.
Exactly. I've seen it out on Williamsport Road before and had a good view.
Absolutely. And then you've got Labor Day, which Labor Day is kind of an amorphous thing. Now we've kind of turned it into the end of summer.
Exactly.
But really, it was to celebrate labor unions and things of that nature, but I don't think people have any understanding of that anymore.
No, I think it's isn't it more or less now to celebrate all workers?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It doesn't have the cachet that it once had, and I don't know when it lost that, but it's a national holiday, and it's on a Monday. It gives you a three-day weekend, so I guess everybody's happy about it.
Everybody's happy about it. You grill your hot dogs and hamburgers on that day.
That's exactly right.
Do it. Just not at a wedding.
And can you believe, the last hour we had the category of
an event that needed hot dogs. Wouldn't be the same without hot dogs. And yeah. One was a wedding.
A wedding, for crying out loud. That was number 3 on the list.
It wasn't even dead last.
No.
That's terrible.
Oh, I can't believe it.
My goodness. Again, phone lines are open here. I think we've stumped them out there today. 740-383-9944. Things you do when stopped at a red light. Things you do when stopped at a red light. And here comes a call. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Look at your GPS.
No, but oh boy, that's a good guess. That is a good guess.
Look at your GPS is not a bad guess at all.
It has to do with looking, but it's really basic.
Looking, but not looking at your GPS. Now, does anybody have a guess here? We've got 19 minutes before we do the drawing for the Del Taco gift card and the Del Taco beanie.
I mean, that's a hint, right? I mean, that's a good hint right there. It's almost giving it away. There's just another word that follows it.
So you're looking, but we don't know at what yet. That's the answer.
Yes.
Things you do when stopped at a red light. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yell at your kids.
Oh, that's a good guess, but not on the list.
No yelling at your kids on the list. 740-383-9944. Things you do when stopped at a red light. Things you do when stopped at a red light. 18 minutes, we've got the Del Taco gift card and the Del Taco beanie. We're going to do that drawing. And then during the 12 o'clock hour, we've got the large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza giveaway that we are going to do. But right now, we've still got two answers left under the category, things you do when stopped at a red light. 740-383-9944. Nate, remind them of what those answers are so far.
Adjust the radio, talk, text on the phone, sing, eat, and apply makeup. Number 4 and number 5 is what we're looking for. And that's a hint right there. We're looking for them.
Looking for them. Looking both. Is part of one of these answers.
Actually, both of them.
Both of them.
Both of them.
Wow.
So
things you do when stopped at a red light.
Yep.
And looking is part of both of the answers.
Yep. That's right. It's really basic, folks. Really basic. Give us a call, man. Yeah, just give a guess.
Just give a guess, because it sounds like we've hit a stumping point here this morning, but we've had some guesses. Apparently, it's not look at your GPS.
Nope, not look at your GPS, but boy, that's a good guess.
That's a popular thing now. Everybody gets the everybody has the GPS on their phone.
Everybody.
It's
yes.
all around
it,
now.
It's,
it's good. You don't get lost, which is a good thing. Go ahead, caller.
Look at the car next to you.
Man, I'll tell you, you're so close. But, I mean, it has to do with looking, but you're looking next. Well, you're looking around. We'll just give it to you. You're looking around.
Looking around.
Looking
around.
You're looking next. Looking next to the car. Looking, because you're looking around, because you're looking next. How's that?
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Looking around. Just looking around. Very
just
basic.
Looking around. So she's looking next, so she's looking around. How's that?
That works for me. So
all
now
right.
We're down to one answer.
One answer. It also has to do with looking, but something specific.
Something specific. Looking. Things when you do at a red light. Go ahead, caller.
Apply the brake.
Good guess, but not on the list.
No applying the brake, although you do have to be cognizant when you're driving down the road that you apply the brake.
Yeah. I got a story about brakes, too, when we get to it sometime.
Yeah, we'll get to the story on brakes. Things you do when stopped at a red light. We're drawing for the $10 to Del Taco and the Del Taco beanie coming up in about 15 minutes here. 740-383-9944. But remember, if you don't win this hour, stay tuned next hour, because we are going to continue, and we'll have a large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza for you. All kinds of good stuff to give away. And as summer goes on here, we're going to give away these passes to the African Safari Wildlife Park in Port Clinton, Ohio. How about that? Does it get any better than that?
No, I've heard that's great. Have you been, Scott?
I have not been, but
me
I hear
either.
They have giraffes things like that.
It's like the wilds, right? Down in southern Ohio, kind of like?
Yeah, how are things going on there? How are things? Are the wilds and the zoo? I know they ran into some trouble a couple years ago.
They did. They're working on their recertification and got part of it back. Something like that. So, but the zoo's beautiful. We were there a couple weeks ago, and all the animals were out, and the train was up and going. It was kind of funny because we got on the train to take a ride, and they didn't apply the brake. And so the engineer was not at the helm, and the train took off with all of us on it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we started going faster and faster, and the only thing that stopped it was there was a slight hill. So everybody was screaming. It was pandemonium, man.
I can imagine.
Fun at the zoo.
You know, the zoo, I was never much of a zoo person, but there are things at the zoo to do at the zoo that are fun.
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
But for me, just to go look at animals is not all that exciting.
Okay. Yeah. No, not into that.
No. I mean, I've seen animals. I don't need to go to the zoo and walk around and look at them.
Now, the polar bear was really cool because it was out swimming in its area, and it was coming up by the window and looking at everybody. And because we hadn't seen the polar bear in forever. It's like, does this thing still exist?
Did I hear something recently that polar bears might be coming extinct or getting close to it? I might have.
I think you're right.
That's horrible.
I believe you're right. It's horrible. They're beautiful, beautiful creatures.
Yeah.
For sure.
Now, things to do when you're stopped at a red light. We've got one answer left. Things
has to do with looking, and everybody does it. You have to do it.
Looking.
Looking
is part of the answer here.
You do it at a stoplight. In fact, you do it going down the road, too. My goodness. I mean...
Now, the word looking is part of the answer?
Yeah, look is in
look.
The answer.
Mm-hmm. Look is part of the answer. Things you do when stopped at a red light. 740-383-9944. And we have got this Del Taco giveaway coming up in about 14 minutes here. 13 minutes.
I'll give part of the phrase here when we get closer to the time to give even a bigger hint.
Because somebody's going to walk away with this $10 to Del Taco and a Del Taco beanie. And we don't know who or what that's going to be so far. Go ahead, caller.
Look both ways.
Oh, look both ways is a good answer, but that's not it.
Look both ways before you cross the street.
That's right. Gotta do it. Gotta do it.
Gotta do it, but apparently not.
Not the answer.
Not in this category.
Look both ways at the stoplight, boy. You gotta do that.
Look is part of the answer, and the category is things you do when stopped at a red light.
Yep. Absolutely. You got to do this one.
Now, what's your story? Oh, well, let's take this call, then we'll come back to the story about brakes here. Let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
You watch the light.
You watch the light. Boy, that's a good guess, but not this one.
Okay.
Nope, not watching the light. Well, things you do when stopped at a red light.
Okay, if we get the 5-till, I'll give a bigger hint. And maybe it'll give it a little better chance here.
Well, it's just I think we've gotten to a stumper here.
We have. Number 4 on the list is a stumper. We've got adjust radio. We have talk and text. We have sing, look around, eat, and apply makeup. We have another answer that has look in the answer.
And a lot of the things on our list are illegalities.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do those when you're stopped at a red light. Well, are you allowed when you're stopped at a red light? It's just when you're driving. Maybe is that still considered driving?
Yeah. You're allowed to adjust the radio while you're driving, aren't you?
I think so, but you're not. I don't think you're allowed to talk and text.
No.
I don't think... Well, singing you probably can do, yeah.
Look around. You're not supposed to, maybe.
No. You're supposed to... What is it? 10 and 2 and look straight ahead?
10 and 2, look straight ahead.
Go ahead, caller.
Look at yourself in the mirror.
Look in the mirror! You got
there
it!
There we go. Look in the mirror. Beautiful.
You got it. Adjust radio. Talk to us on the cell phone or text. Sing. Look in the mirror. Look around. Eat and apply makeup. 1 to 7. You got it, man.
Perfect. We got a whole another 10 minutes here before we're going to do that drawing. Nate, let's crank up another category.
Name a phrase that starts with carry the...
Oh, I like these categories.
Mm-hmm.
Name a phrase that starts with carry the. So carry the blank.
Carry the blank.
Now, how many answers do we have in this category?
We have 7.
7. Carry the blank. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Carry the blank. And Del Taco gift card coming up at the bottom of this hour. Go ahead, caller.
Carry the torch.
Carry the torch, number 7. Yes, indeed.
Carry the torch comes in at number 7. Carry the blank is the category. What are the answers? Carry the blank. 740-383-9944. What does carry the torch mean? Keep on going?
keep on going. Yeah, but does that go back to the Olympic days?
For somebody else, keep on going for somebody else. Go ahead, caller.
Carry the burden.
Hey, that's a good guess, and that's close, but not exactly.
No, carry the burden.
No, but that's
on the
close
list today.
I mean, it's close. It's not the exact word that we're looking for.
It's in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood.
The category again. Carry the blank. What is the third word in that category? Carry the blank. Let's see if this person knows the answer. Go ahead, caller.
Carry the load.
Carry the load. You got it. Number one on the list.
Carry the load was number one of seven. Isn't that interesting?
It is. Absolutely. Carry the load.
Carry the load.
Carry that load.
I've carried the load for a long time.
Have you? Oh,
your
man.
Back gets broken after a while carrying that load.
Carrying that load, man.
Now, did you enjoy earlier on when Adam sang the baloney song?
Sure. Absolutely.
Now, was he carrying the load then?
He was carrying the load then.
A load of what? We don't know, but he was carrying it. Go ahead, caller.
Carry the load?
Carry the load, number one on the list.
Alrighty.
Ah, there was pure excitement in her voice when she heard carry the load.
Baloney is close to our hearts, or at least close to our house, I should say, because we're in Waldo. So, you know, we're all about the baloney down in Waldo.
Oh,
yes.
With
the old GNRs.
Now, how often do you eat at the old GNR?
Not as often as you think. Probably maybe once a month.
Really?
Yeah, so not as often as what you would think.
See, I can't see going in there a whole lot. I couldn't even tell you the last time I was in there, although I think they have good food.
Yeah, they got excellent food. It's just so crowded down there, and it's kind of hard to get a table. So, you know, a carry-out order is usually the way to go. Maybe get a carry-out order and take it down to the park. Although, they're putting water pipes through Waldo, so if you go down to the park, you can't get across the bridges right now because they're under construction, so you have to park at the pool and then walk.
Oh.
So it's a big hassle. Big hassle.
That is a mess.
Oh, it is.
Now, how long have you lived in Waldo?
Lived in Waldo since 2011.
2011, yeah. So quite a while now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it there?
Oh, love it. Love it. Nice, quiet. Neighbors are nice. Well, I only really talk to the one neighbor because the other one stayed to herself, which is fine with me. I love it. I mean, stay to yourself is fine with me.
A lot of people do that now.
If you want to stay to yourself, fine. If you want to talk, fine. I'm good either way.
Now, we're going to do our drawing here in about 7 minutes for the Del Taco $10 gift card and the Del Taco beanie, which is very finely made here. 740-383-9944. The category is carry the blank. Carry the blank. Now, so far, we've got carry the load and carry the torch.
Right. So that was number one and number seven, the first and last on the list of seven categories.
Seven answers, and we've got number one and number seven.
Yes.
So with a five in between, we still do not have.
We do not.
Carry the blank. 740-383-9944. It'll get you in for a chance to win the $10 to Del Taco and the Del Taco beanie. And these Del Taco beanies, we've been giving these away for some time. People wear beanies all year round.
Oh, they sure do. Yeah, it's part of people's style, man. I mean, it's in style to wear those now.
The beanies are a thing.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. Carry the blank is the category here today on WGH Talk, and maybe this person will have a correct answer. Let's find out. Go ahead, caller.
In honor of the recent election, Scott, how about Carrie the Fuller?
Carrie the what?
Well, Carrie the Fuller. She ran for city council. I thought it was kind of funny.
Oh, Carrie the Fuller.
Carrie the Fuller.
Carrie Fuller. Okay,
yeah,
from the third ward.
It was very, very deep, but I thought it was a good Adam joke.
Yeah, from the third ward, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good joke. How about carry the load? Somebody say that.
Now, Adam, can you really decide what is and is not a good joke? Don't the people interpreting the joke get to decide if it's good or bad?
Well, I'm interpreting it. I think that was funny.
But you said it. You don't get to interpret it.
Did you like the joke, Nate? Because you like my jokes.
Well, it took me a second to get it, to tell you the truth. It went over my head, Adam. It went over my head. Went over my head at first.
Okay. Well, I thought it was. How about Carrie the small city in Wyandotte County, or is it in Wyandotte County or Hancock County, Ohio? Carrie the full city that's on the way to Findlay between Findlay and Marion. That's an even better answer. That's a geographical answer.
Upper.
That's a that there? You know, Cary, the little town that's between.
Oh, Cary, Ohio. Yeah. Cary. Cary, Cary. I got you. Cary the city.
That's even better, because that's really deep.
Cary the city. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's a city, but it's certainly an incorporated.
I've been to Cary. I've been in a parade in Cary before. Back in my radio days up in that area. Yes.
Well, yeah, Cary the Load is my real answer, but I thought Cary the Fuller, or Cary the small city between Marion and Findlay was really creative.
Well, Cary the Load is number one on the list, Adam.
Okay, well, I like my two answers better, but they didn't survey anybody in Marion, obviously.
It could be. Well, thanks for calling, Adam.
Guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Now, see, when you tell a joke, you can't really say that was a good joke. You have to go to the audience, don't you?
You have to go to the audience and find out if they thought so.
Yeah, because if you're doing a stand-up comedy routine and you tell a joke,
And the audience does not laugh.
Yeah, clearly you thought it was funny.
You would interpret it that it was not a good joke.
Right, because clearly you wouldn't have told it if you didn't think it was a good joke.
And did we laugh?
Go back and listen to the tape on that one.
We're laughing now.
We're laughing now. Better jokes. 740-383-9944. The category is Cary the Blank. And all we've got is Cary the Load and Cary the Torch. And we're going to give away a Del Taco gift card, $10 Del Taco gift card, and a Del Taco beanie in just a matter of minutes here. But you got to stay tuned through 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock today, 12 to 1. We're going to give away that large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza next hour.
It's going to be good.
Same games we got going on here, 740-383-9944. Cary the Blank. What was the break story, Nate?
Okay, so anyhow, took the terrain that we drive, that SUV is always having trouble. So the brakes were doing a grinding thing. So I thought, well, maybe it's the brake pads or whatever. So turned out it was the wheel bearing, same wheel bearing that went bad last time. So we got it replaced. Well, now we took it out on the road. So we're cruising full speed. We apply the brakes, and all of a sudden, we sound like a semi. I mean, we are vibrating like crazy. So we have no clue what the matter is with it. So, I have a relative that she gets pretty jumpy real easy. So, I took her out in this car and didn't tell her about the brake problem. So, we're cruising. We're coming into Marion down the ramp there by Myers, you know. So I apply the brakes, and she about jumps out of her skin, you know. And I said, "Well, that's my semi brakes, you know." So now we have a semi brakes, and I have no idea what happened, but it was really odd because we had that wheel bearing fixed. The ABS light came on. That, yeah, have you ever had that?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So that's off now, but we have this problem that sounds like it were a semi putting on the what brake they.
Air brakes.
Jake brake. And the funny thing is the rotors are okay, the pads are okay, everything's nobody can figure out what it is, so it's just like a ghost thing. It's just very odd.
You know, again, car trouble.
Cars are strange, aren't they?
You know, I just wish it was kind of like New York and we could just take public transportation.
And just everybody goodbye. That's the way it is in England where my mom and brother are. Everybody walks, everybody takes the train. That's just
life
the way
is better
is.
That way, I think.
Yeah, that's just the way it is.
We can get one more entrant here. We got 1 minute left here. Cary the Blank.
Yep, that's
Cary the Blank.
A phrase that starts with Cary the what? We have Cary the Load and Cary the Torch. We need five more answers.
And we've got a $10 gift certificate here to Del Taco and a Del Taco beanie. Now, next hour, we're going to be giving away the Neighbor's Pizza. Nate Redmond, it's fun to be back here.
It's good to be with you, Scott.
Yeah, this is a good time.
It is.
Good time. Sitting here having a nice little conversation, concentrating and conversating with the listeners out there. And it's a Friday.
It's a getaway Friday, as you say.
It's a getaway Friday. You know, you get stuck in those things after a while. I don't even know where that getaway Friday thing came from.
But it's a thing.
It's a thing. Heading to the dugout, it's all a thing.
It is.
It becomes part of your vernacular.
Tipping your Cubscat.
Yep.
There you go.
You know, you're in radio long enough, and you eventually pick up those things.
You do. It's just, little phrases. I used to always sign off my one show by saying, so long.
So long.
You know, it just happens.
All right, Nate, we're going to draw for this Del Taco $10
okay,
gift card here.
Sounds good.
Give me a number between 1 and 11.
Okay, 1 and 11. I'll give you, how about 7?
7. Our winner today is Mary.
Mary.
All right, Mary, we've got your $10 gift certificate to Del Taco, Del Taco Beanie. You can come and get that before 1 o'clock today, or you can pick that up next week. So, Ryan and Mary, we've got your Del Taco gift cards and your Del Taco Beanies. Don't go anywhere. Nate Redmond's sticking with us. We've got a whole nother hour, and next hour, we're going to give away a large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza.
Oh, boy.
You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. A whole nother hour coming up here on WGH Talk.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republican National Convention, with conservative icons.